Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar emphasizes that investment in research and innovation sector is an investment of the present and future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched special campaign 4.0, which achieved substantial outcomes. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan underlines need to show country's cultural significance to the world. And World Immunization Day being observed across the globe today. Now the news in detail. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized that investment in the research and innovation sector is an investment of the present and future. He added that both innovation and research are true driving engines of the economy. The Vice President made this remark in his address at the closing ceremony of the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Maharaja Agrasen Technical Education Society in New Delhi today. The Vice President said that people involved in trade, business, commerce and industry should not feel the pressure of the system. They are all wealth creators, job providers, drivers of the economy and contributors to social harmony, and they deserve respect in society. Mr. Dhankar said that people belonging to trade, business, commerce and industry are paying back to society. The Vice President added that the Indian freedom movement is also marked by the significant contributions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the special campaign 4.0, which achieved substantial outcomes including 2,364 crore rupees for the state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. The Prime Minister also said that due to the focus on efficient management and proactive action, this effort has attained great results. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan has emphasized the government's efforts to boost the film industry, particularly through initiatives that support film production, digital content creation and investment in media technology. The minister underlined the need to show the country's cultural significance to the world. He said that the 55th International Film Festival of India, Film Bazaar 2024, and the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit will be held between February 5th and 9th next year in New Delhi at the Bharat Mandapam. The minister said that Waves as an event has been designed to amplify India's standing in the global content ecosystem and attract international investment to the media and entertainment sector. World Immunization Day is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness about the vital role of vaccines that plays in preventing infectious diseases and protecting public health. It also highlights the need for continued efforts to ensure every individual has access to life-saving vaccines. With its immunization initiatives, India has made significant progress in the elimination of several deadly diseases, including polio and maternal and neonatal tetanus. In the financial year 2023-24, the country's full immunization coverage reached 93.23%. Through the Universal Immunization Program, free vaccines are provided for 12 diseases, including polio, measles and hepatitis B. UWIN, a portal that provides fully digitized records of vaccination for pregnant women and children from birth to 17 years, is now available in 11 regional languages, including Hindi. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the BJP has always taken care of tribal interests and welfare. For the BJP, the aspirations and self-respect of tribal brothers and sisters have always been paramount. Addressing the Vijay Sankalp Abhiyan in Chandankyari Assembly constituency in Bokaro, Jharkhand, Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years, our government has given more than 3 lakh crore rupees, which is 4 times more than the Congress. He said, "We have created Jharkhand, so we will develop it." Mr. Modi said, after the Ujwala Yojana, now Jharkhand will soon get cheap gas through pipeline. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Minister of Power Manohar Lal today flagged off the electric vehicles rally in New Delhi. On the occasion, he also launched the EV as a Service program. The minister said this program has been started for a noble cause which was much needed for Delhi. Mr. Lal said pollution primarily occurs from industrial activities, construction work and transportation. He added that each sector should make efforts to reduce its pollution-causing productions. The minister further highlighted the role of electric vehicles in reducing pollution and significance of EV as a service program. Indian Navy submarine INS Vela arrived in Colombo today on a three-day visit. The submarine was accorded a ceremonial welcome by the Sri Lankan Navy. Several team-building exercises are planned between the crew of the submarine and Sri Lankan Navy personnel during the visit. INS Vela, an indigenous Calvary-class diesel-electric submarine, was commissioned into the Indian Navy in November 2021. This visit is categorized as an operational turnaround during which the submarine will replenish its provisions before departing Colombo on Wednesday. Regular port calls by Indian Navy and Coast Guard ships and submarines to Sri Lanka play a key role in strengthening the bilateral cooperation between the two maritime nations. Dubai has emerged as the highest-ranked city in the West Asia and Africa in the 2024 Global City Index by Brand Finance, maintaining its regional lead for the second consecutive year. The city has also made impressive strides globally, rising to fifth place, surpassing major cities like Singapore, Los Angeles, Sydney, San Francisco and Amsterdam. The report highlights Dubai's global reputation, ranking at first worldwide in this category, ahead of Sydney and London. The city has also shown remarkable progress in local and remote work opportunities, jumping from 24th to 4th place. With a score of 86 out of 100, Dubai's performance across various key indicators underscores its economic strength and strategic vision. National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in collaboration with Ministry of External Affairs, will organize a six-day Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Executive Capacity Building Program from tomorrow till 16th of November in New Delhi. Senior officials of national human rights institutions from eight countries, including Maldives, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand, among others, will participate in the program. NHRC said that the program aims at enhancing the promotion, protection and strengthening of human rights across diverse regions. It added the program will enrich the participants' knowledge by offering a platform for sharing best practices, experiences and ideas related to the promotion and protection of human rights. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a treaty establishing a comprehensive strategic partnership with North Korea. The treaty, originally signed by the top leaders of the two countries in Pyongyang on June 19 this year, was ratified by the lower house of the parliament on October 24. Russia's upper house of parliament approved the bill on November 6. The preamble to the treaty said that the document aligns with the core interests of the two peoples, aiming to ensure regional and global peace, security and stability. The treaty also includes provisions for immediate military and other forms of assistance if either nation faces an armed attack. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar emphasizes that investment in research and innovation sector is an investment of the present and future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Special Campaign 4.0, which achieved substantial outcomes. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan underlines need to show country's cultural significance to the world. And World Immunization Day being observed across the globe today. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.